The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the woman who said, "People want to be amused, not preached at, you know. Morals don't sell nowadays." That was Louisa May Alcott. She was born on this day, and so was her father, Bronson Alcott, born Walcott, Connecticut, 1799, who was a big preacher himself, social reformer, abolitionist. He wanted to radically reform the education system, have children learn through conversation and not memorization, get lessons in nature and spiritual culture. His ideas were not popular at the time, so he was broke. He moved to Concord, Massachusetts, and became one of the leading figures of the Transcendentalist movement. Tried to set up a commune. It was a big failure in the 1840s. And eventually it was his daughter, Louisa May Alcott, who supported the whole family. Today is her birthday, born Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1832. She was a nurse during the Civil War. She published a collection of her letters home called Hospital Sketches, and that book got some attention. What Louisa May Alcott really wanted to write were novels and stories filled with blood and intrigue and villainy. But her publisher told her she should write a story for girls. So in May 1868, she holed up at her family's house and she started writing. A novel based on herself and her sisters changed her name to Jo, and her sisters became Meg, Beth, and Amy. And 2 months later, in July, she'd finished it. Little Women came out in 1868. It was a huge success. She had to write sequels, and she supported her family very, very well. Her father died 20 years after that, 1888, and 2 days later, Louisa died, having never married or had children. Louisa Alcott, who, by the way, said November is the most disagreeable month in the whole year. It's the birthday of C.S. Lewis, born Belfast, Northern Ireland, 1898, in a house filled with books. Lewis never considered himself English, did not care for the English accent, always considered himself Irish, though he taught for many years at Oxford, where he became part of a literary group that included J.R.R. Tolkien, who became a close friend of C.S. Lewis, persuaded him to convert to Christianity. Lewis had been an atheist. And C.S. Lewis began to write his books about the Christian faith and also the Chronicles of Narnia, the work for which he's best known today. C.S. Lewis, who said, "Someday you will be old enough to start reading fairy tales again." Here's a poem for today by Josephine Jacobson entitled "Purgatory is Nearer in November." November is beautiful as the word sounds, is gray, is bare, is compact of wind, of leaves blown, and the thin, tall rain. Brought back to our care are the dead in November, and the air of these days is charged with their pain. For these are not the free dead, not the remote, bright crowd of our picture book or our image of nebulous heaven. These are caught, tangled in a web, comfortless as a shroud. These have not familiar place, nor flight, nor oblivion even. They have not escaped yet. They are close in the clouds massing together. At the cold first drop, you will stare on the dark ground and remember. They are the accent of autumn. They are the source of the tone of this weather. The heart is reached by the waiting dead in their month, in November." A poem by Josephine Jacobson, "Purgatory is Nearer in November from Contents of a Minute, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.